Depression can be caused by many things. Often, it is an outer event that causes the mind to shield itself, to close off, and to become like a stagnant pond, because no fresh input or output is allowed. In that mind, worry takes over, and fear takes over as the dominant thought. It can also be caused by chemical imbalance. Well, today, we are praying once and for all for that mind that you have in your body to be opened, and for the mind to be infilled with God life, irrepressible life, for you to have a touch of God enthusiasm, in and through your system. I pray that it sweeps through you, cleaning your mind and cleaning your body. And I pray that you have a spiritual sun and sunshine in all of your existence. I pray that your life, beginning now, is not dull or sad. I pray that no event can keep you in this moment from living fully in God, being spirited, buoyant, and lively. I pray that you know that it is your Father's good pleasure to endow you with a spirit of joy. I pray that every prayer that you pray is a prayer of praise and gratitude, that you begin to have gratitude for everything in your life. You begin to work on changing your attitude about life and about the world. You speak words of gratitude and thank you constantly throughout the day, forcing yourself at first, making yourself at first, and then it becomes habit. I decree in Jesus' name that through the spiritual experience of God, that sorrow and sighing flee from your cheerful countenance. The subconscious mind inside of you does not know the difference between a faked emotion and a real emotion. I ask you to live your life as an experiment for the next 30 days for you to begin to put on a smile and to act cheerful, to talk cheerful, and to reprogram your inner mind to accept those wonderful habits of joy. I pray that you have a merry heart that has no time for complaint or self-pity. I pray that in the presence of God there is no room for self-pity or woe. I pray that there is a laughter in you, a laughter that is given to you as a gift of God. You are solving the problems that you have from a higher level of mind than the mind that created the problems. You are going to a mind that laughs and has joy, and you are having those thoughts transfer to your mind. There is a fusion between divine mind and your human mind. Your human mind is infilled with the thoughts and the attitudes of God, and it breaks every cloud of doom in you. You wear the garments in your body of praise and rejoicing, and you let the Spirit of God, the Spirit of gladness, flow through you. You praise, and you bless, and you're grateful with your lips and your heart for all God's care and providence. And with joy, you enter into the presence of others, and you speak words of encouragement and inspiration about yourself, your thinking, about your world, and about others. And with joy, you draw waters from the wells of salvation, and you share your happiness. You no longer share the black cloud of doom. You are radiating God. And this is coming from more than yourself. It is simply coming through yourself. The power of God and God's joy and God's love comes through you. You do not have to manufacture it. You consent to it. You are absolutely filled with a divine delight, a rapture, a full ecstasy of the Holy Spirit, the whole Spirit of God. And your soul doth magnify the Lord. The charm and the grace of the Christ sweep away all restraint, and your whole being sings with joy of the Eternal. The Eternal is living inside of you, in your thoughts, in your movement, in your words, in your touch. There is a power that is dusting off your dreams and creating new hope in your ideas. There is a power in you that is working in the mental realms of you. It is a spiritual power, and you have spiritual power in your mental thought. And it is a power that says, anything that you ask in my name, I will give to you. It is a power that knows that impossible is unknown in the kingdom of heaven within you. You are inviting this power in, and you're allowing it to sing its song inside of you and through you. You do not limit it in any way. You are doing as the Bible says to do, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You are going into life with a great power and motivation for life. You are beginning to come alive again in every part of you. The little things that used to bother you no longer do. The big things that used to rob you of your life and energy no longer do. For you are fortified from within, daily, constantly, with the ever freshness, ever greater power and energy of God. This is all creative good. You are not being restored, you are being made new. You are literally born again. You have a power inside of you of the Christ. And you are obedient to this power, not to the lower human thoughts that you have held for so long. You have a romance with this power. You love the feelings inside of you, and you love your new life, and you love what you can do with your new life. And you love that you're not alone. You love that you have God with you at all times, and that you do not have to produce any of this. I decree in Jesus Christ's name that all doubt and all fear vanish away from your human mind. I pray that you have a spiritual intuition within you and a peace in you, a peace that releases you from all anxiety, built up, stored, wherever it is within your system, it is found and it is transmuted. You have a peace that says to the winds and the waves of emotional excitement of lower mind, peace be still. And every anxiety thought, every fear thought, obeys. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You are not double-minded, you are one-minded. You have the mind of God in you. You do not fight this. You consent to this. You have a wellspring inside of you that is causing you to be refreshed and restored. and you have an understanding of what is happening today and every day. You have an understanding of what it was like to live the way you have lived. And you decide not to live that way any longer, with the negative beliefs of disease and stagnation of the mind. You are ready to have the highest and the best thought inside of you. You are ready to have a loyalty and faith to this high spiritual thought. You are ready to have a wonderful power in you that does not know vagueness. You have a crystal clear clarity of thought. You have an intelligence that is higher than your own IQ. For the wisdom of God is coming to you, through you. You realize as you view things from this higher vantage point, the little things that bothered you yesterday no longer have power today over you. You are infilled with a heaven-sent energy, and you are infilled with an undeviating fortitude to your fortune's noblest fulfillment. This is a power that is speaking in you. It is hearing in you, and when you speak with your lips, you are able to speak with assurance. You are basing your whole life on a confidence of God and a faith. You have the same power in you that was in Christ Jesus. Jesus looked out from the mind of God as his very own mind. He saw as God sees, understood as God understands, loved as God loves, infinitely and compassionately, and with a healing for all humankind, without a single dissident thought. The mighty, compassionate, healing Christ in him, and now accepted and in you. I decree that wave after wave of this radiant light is going into your mind and into your heart. Wave after wave of this energy of God thought is restoring you, restoring your balance, your poise of thought, the natural rhythm of mind and of body. Wave after wave of awakened Christ consciousness is happening. It is illuminating you. As rain covers the whole earth, as air fills all space, so is this release of God mind power in you, and it is embraced by every thought inside of you. It is cleansing all of the debris inside of your mind. It is cleansing all the opinions inside of your mind about all things, people, and conditions, about the world in general. You are having a consciousness of God mind, and it's all power that sees, knows, loves, and blesses all things, people and races, with love's immortal peace, harmony, blessedness, and joy. There is no place in you or space in you where this presence of God will not be felt. Every day, every second of the day, like the peeling of an onion, this will go to a deeper level of you and you will be transformed. Totally. And today you make this decision to do this, that you are going to be healed mentally and you're going to be blessed mentally. You're going to do whatever needs to be done to accept this and to have this occur and to live in you. You're going to accept the all grace and all wisdom and the Christly healing power. And you're going to know that even though you have been broken, even though your mind has been dissolved or partially destroyed, that God is the great creator. As God created you, in 9 months' time, God recreates you now. It is impossible for your mind from this day forward to be separated from God's love and care. You have a mental equivalent in you of God's magnitude and God's power. And you have a power in you that knows that God answers every prayer. And you know that God contains the answers for your life, for the things that have bothered you in the past, the people that have bothered you in the past, the cares, the responsibilities, the burdens. They are as nothing to God. And God is working through you. God meets every demand. God meets every burden. God meets every deadline. God meets every pressure. You are agreeing now to form a partnership with God. And God is the first partner. You get busy with God. And God gets busy in your life. And the infinite is responding to every small, every large care. There is a divine order that is working itself out, and you witness this with your eyes and your mind. You have a understanding of God's presence and power and right action within you, and now around you and through you. You know, without a doubt, you have proven it to yourself that God is working with you. You have opened your consciousness to the glory and the wonder of the Infinite One. And you are filled with understanding and spiritual intuition and definite instruction and guidance to make your life as good as it can possibly be. Tomorrow, there is a universal power that is operating now through you. I anoint you with this. I anoint you with the power of God to do good. I pray that you open every door, every channel, every department of your consciousness to God. And its response the moment you do this is vast and impartial. The law of attraction is at work here, and you feel all of life. Truth and love respond as you open wide the portals of your mind. And you hear the immortal answer that says, "Lo, I am with you always." The response of God to you is generous. It is joyous. And it's forever. This is the day that the depression is cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mind, like a giant apartment house, has many tenants that do not belong there any longer. And you realize, with the power of God in you that you're landlord and you can evict any thought that you no longer want. You have the power and the courage and the energy to face that thought that you do not want living there. You look it right in the eye and you say, "Get out. You are evicted in the name of Jesus Christ." Because this mind in you is ruled, governed, and established now under God's perfect law. Divine love itself, anything that is not up to this standard in thought is cast out. Your mind is overflowing with every good thing for you and for all those around you. This day is not something that is going on in time, but something that is already beautiful and great in the mind and heart of the infinite wisdom and divine intelligence of God. When you're confronted by piles of work and details, when you're confronted by pressure, when you're confronted by delay, when you're confronted by frustration, you instantly know, it is instinct within you, that God's hands are moving everything in order and right action. There is no rush, there's no worry, there is no pressure. Neither is there any laziness or inertia in you. You move knowing that you're a part of God's perfect plan. It is unfolding with all of its power and effortless effort. And in your mind, in your actions, in your attitude, you bless your day, and your day blesses you. It is the most wonderful day that God has ever made. It is as if you see the light at the end of the tunnel for the first time, and you see the glory of that light. You feel the hope again of God. You feel the life again of God surging through you. You feel a gladness again. You feel joy and happiness. And it is like the dawn of a long night, perhaps the dark night of the soul. But you are born again. You are filled with a joy and an abundance, a harmony, and a health. Your mind has arranged everything in divine order inside of it. And there is a good that is going through your system like blood pumps. It is circulating in you, causing you to have well-being endlessly. You no longer allow the day's activities to dominate you. You do not allow any person to dominate you or place or circumstance. You know that you walk with God and in God and by means of God. For God is the glory of this endless day. Every day that you awaken blesses you with unexpected good, unexpected thought, divine ideas coming to you to cause you to open them up like Christmas presents. And you do open them up, and you find the love of the enthusiasm of God. Inside of you, there are definite inner convictions of being that are being formed, mental equivalents of the things that you will experience. You know that thought always externalizes at the level of your concept, and you have the highest concept now that is known to humankind. You have God mind manifesting in and through you. You have inside of you a mind that causes progress and success. a mind that is based on absolute faith in God, because it is God mind itself. You have faith in God, and you have faith in yourself because you are infilled with God. You have faith in the mental faculty that asks for and receives definite results. You are coexistent, co-equal, co-eternal with the mind of God. And you have the equivalence in you for well-being. You are infilled with the measureless, the boundless, the eternal of all good. And you ask for nothing amiss, and therefore you miss nothing. In great waves, your whole being is flooded with a spiritual light and an inward knowingness, a glorious power. Everything that you do from this day forward, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, will be on a tone of triumph. You know that life takes on the color of the thoughts that you think. You dress in the colors of the thoughts that you entertain. And your Creator leaves not a single hue out of the majesty of dawn or the grandeur of a sunset. Autumn splashes on trees with such brilliance that your heart leaps with joy. The universe is alive with glowing, lustrous color. The rainbow of God is within you, and it colors every particle of your being. And you wear the joyous colors of God. You wear this in health, and you wear this in happiness. Your soul is an endless stream of color. It is alive with all the hues of the rainbow of reality. Today and every day, your life sparkles with warm, vibrant colors of normal, healthy living. You are determined to think and dress and act with the dynamic colorfulness of life itself. You refuse to wear or think the laden tones of misery, suffering, discouragement, depression. You bathe yourself in the golden sunlight of truth. You wear the royal blues and the hues of heaven above. The emerald green of the earth and the ocean mixes in rich combinations that fire your soul with the colors of God. You wear the colors of Christ with joy and blessing to all. You have an understanding inside of you and a power of God inside of you. And with joy, you recognize that the Spirit of God is now the indestructible individuality of your being. It is your self-identity. It is sacred. It is imperishable. It is the cause, the life, the power, the action that is real of you. It can never be desecrated or diminished in any way. This is your God-conscious identity. And you make of this understanding your personality. You identify yourself with your spirituality, your perfect individuality, and your whole nature is enriched with the nobility of that mind that was also in Christ Jesus. And with gratitude and with joy, you completely, completely accept the full realization that you have the individuality of the mind of Christ. And you let your personality glow and radiate with this inner illumination. Each day, you renew your recognition that this is the eternal truth of your being. You understand that God is the individuality inside of you, of your mind. You put off the old human. You put on the triumphant Christ of your being. In this power and in this thought, everything is good. Everything that God is, you will become. You will become the absolute thought of the mind of God. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I pray in this moment that you are lifted above anything that you have known thus far in your own lower human mind. I pray that you accept within your human mind completely, permanently, that is indestructible. The Christ mind inside of you never slumbers, it never sleeps. Inside of you, there is a power that is working. It is a power of intelligence, supreme intelligence, and it is a power of light. And you have a tremendous devotion to divine mind. All the darkness and fear in your world cannot put out this light of God that is in your mind. It cannot even cause its flame to flicker. This God light is in you and in you all the time. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray for this permanent change in and through you. Amen and amen.